Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Yoga, Ritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Samadhi, presented by Sri Ramakrishnan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Shri Gurubhyo Namah. Hari Om. Om Sahanavatu, Sahanau Bhunaktu, Sahaviryam Karavavahai, Tejaspinavadhitamastu Mavidvishavahai, Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. We'll chant these mantras. Atha Yoganu Shasanam, Yogas Chitta Vritti Nirodaha, Tadadrashtu Surupe Avasthanam, Vritti Sarupya Mitaratra, Vrittayah Panchatayah Klishta Klishtaha, Pranavana Viparya Vikalpa Nidra Smritayah, Pratyaksha Anumana Agamaha Pramanani, Viparyo Mithya Jnanam Madat Rupa Pratishtham, Shabda Jnana Anupati Vastu Shunyo Vikalpaha, Abhava Pratyalambana Vrittir Nidra, Anubhuta Vishayasam Pramosha Smritihi, Abhyasa Vairagya Abhyam Tan Nirodah, Tatrasthitau Yatno Abhyasah, Satudirghakala Nairantarya Satkara Zevito Dridabhumihi, Drishtanushravika Vishya Vitrishnasya Vashigara Sanya Vairagyam, Tatparam Purushakhyatehe Gunavaitrishnyam, Vitarka Vichara Ananda Svitanurupa Anugamat, Sampragnyatah, Virama Pratya Abhyasa Purva Samskara Seshonyah, Bhava Pratyayo Videha Prakriti Layanam, Shraddha Virya Smriti Samadhi Prajna Purvaka Itaresham, Tivra Samvegana Masannah, Mrudu Madhyadi Matratva Tatopi Visheshah, Ishvara Pranidhanadva, Klesha Karma Vipakashaihi, Aparamrishtah Purusha Vishesha Ishvarah, Tatra Niratihyam Sarvajna Bijam, Sapurvesham Api Guruhu Kalena Anavachedat, Tasya Vajaka Pranavah, Tadjavastadarthabhavanam Kinchasya Bhavati. Adita Sutra Aramikino. Kinchasya Bhavati. And what are the other things which will happen to him? What will happen to him if he chants this Omkara? If this yogi who practices Omkara Japa and meditation on Omkara, the form of the Ishvara, what will happen to him? Tataha pratyak chetana adhigamo apyantaraya bhavascha. 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 Tataha pratyak chetana adhigamaha api antaraya abhavascha. Tataha, if one practices this Ishvara Pranidhana under the through Ishvara Pranidhana, meaning Swadhyaya Japaha etc., with that what will happen to him? Pratyak. Pratyak means each individual chetanaha chaitanyam, his individual chaitanyam adhigamaha, he will gain. He will see the atma tattva, he will see his self. Anti antaraya abhavascha, not just that, antaraya, the troubles which will happen, that will also be removed. Antraya abhavascha. Te ye tavad antraya vyadhik prabhurtaya. Te tavad ishvara pranidhanat na bhavanti. And what are the antrayas? Antrayas are vyadhi prabhurtaya. Vyadhi etc. Disease etc. All these things antraya are called antraya. Troubles, obstacles. Obstacles for, see, we have to see these disease etc. are troubles, obstacles means for samadhi. From the samadhi standpoint of view, we should have to think always. So, from the samadhi standpoint of view, everything that is a hindrance to samadhi is a trouble. So antaraya, vyadhi pravrtayah, vyadhi disease, etc. Because next sutra he will say all this, explain all this troubles. Those antarayas, those troubles will not be troubling you. They may exist. It's not that they may not exist. One was released, will not have any disease. You cannot say this. Yatra yatra jnanattam tatra tatra na vyadhi pravrtayah. This cannot be vyadhittam. That cannot be a simple kind of logic. You cannot bring in this kind of logic. Because we have seen so many great saints having big diseases, cancer, etc. So, it is quite possible according to their prarabdha or according to the karmas which they have to experience, they may undergo all these troubles, but that will not trouble their samadhi. So, तावद् प्रवर्तयः ते तावद् ईश्वर प्रणिधानात् न भवन्ति अंतरायाः न भवन्ति. That is how you have to understand. You should not think the troubles will not be there. The troubles will not be troubling you. They will not be troubles for you. That is how you have to understand. Swarupa darshanam api asya bhavati. Not just that, he will also see his self. Swarupa darshanam, his nature, his self. Yatha eva ishvarah purushah shuddha prasannah kevalah anupasargah tatha ayam api buddhe pratisamvediyah purushah iti evam adigacchati. He will gain his, what is his nature? He will gain the knowledge of his nature, his self. What is that? Yatha eva ishvarah, like the ishvara who is the purusha. He is Shuddha. He is beyond all the gunas. All the three gunas. Three gunas. Sattva, rajas, tamas. He is beyond all the three gunas. Shuddha. Prasanna. He is happy. Prasanna means blissful. Happy. Why? Because he does not have avidya, etc. These kleshas. Kevalaha. And one who has gained this self, knowledge, moksha, kevalaha, anupasargaha, and one who has no upasargas, no karmas to give results. One who does not have any relationship with the karmas. So that kind of state, I am api, he will also understand himself to be that kind of person. Ayam havi buddhehe pratisamvedi. In the buddhi he will also experience, understand himself to be in this way. And yaha purusha iti evam adigachati. I am like that purusha. In this way he will understand. Because jati ayir bhoga upasarga means jati ayir bhoga. These are what are called upasarga later, in the later sutra. So, jati ayur bhogaha, the jati, the birth, ayu, the lifetime, lifespan, and bhoga, the experiences in that birth. So, these are predefined. So, these kind of upasargas will not trouble him. Atha ke antarayaha. Now, he introduced a new term called antaraya in the previous sutra. Now, we have a problem. What is this antaraya you are talking? You will not be having any antarayas. You will not be having any troubles, obstacles. What are those obstacles you are afraid of? Which you think by knowing the Ishvara, the self, you will be released of. That is, ye chittasya vikshepakaha ke punahate antaraya. What are these? What are they? What are those antarayas? What are those which are troubles for the chitta, the troubles which will bring the chitta out to the external world? Ke punahate, what are they? Kiyanto va iti, how many are they? What are they or how many in number? So that we have to explain. So he starts with this sutra, vyadhi. See, this is a big sutra, so we will try to break it in 2-3 parts. Vyadhi, dhyana, samshaya, pramada. ఆలస్య అవిరతి భ్రాంతి దర్శన, అవిరతి భ్రాంతి దర్శన, అలబ్ధ భూమికత్వ అనవస్థితత్వాని, అనవస్థితత్వాని చిత్త విక్షేపాః తే అంతరాయాః, వ్యాధిస్థ్యాన సంశయ ప్రమాద, ఆలస్య అవిరతి భ్రాంతి దర్శన, అలబ్ధ భూమికత్వ అనవస్థిత్వాని, అనవస్థితత్వాని చిత్త విక్షేపాః తే అంతరాయాః, తే అంతరాయాః వ్యాధి స్థాన సంశయ ప్రమాద ఆలస్య అవిరతి భ్రాంతి దర్శన అలబ్ధ భూమికత్వ అనవస్థితత్వాని చిత్త విక్షేపాః తే అంతరాయాః. దీస్ ఆర్ ది చిత్త విక్షేపాస్, దీస్ ఆర్ ది థింగ్స్ విచ్ టేక్ ది మైండ్ అవుట్ సైడ్ ఎక్స్టర్నలీ. దీస్ ఆర్ ది అబ్స్టకల్స్ ఇన్ గెయినింగ్ ది ఫోకస్డ్ మైండ్, ఇన్ గెయినింగ్ ది క్లారిటీ, ఇన్ గెయినింగ్ ది సమాధి. వాట్ ఆర్ దే? వ్యాధి, డిసీజ్, స్థ్యాన. సో ఈచ్ వన్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ హీ విల్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ ఇన్ ది సూత్రాస్. విల్ సీ దట్ ఇన్ ది సూత్ర ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్. నవాంతరాయాశ్చ నవాంతరాయా చిత్తస్య విక్షేపాః. దేర్ ఆర్ నైన్. ఫస్ట్ హీ ఆస్క్ ఇన్ ది సంబంధ భాష్య, కే పునః తే కియంతో వా ఇతి, హూ వాట్ ఆర్ దే అండ్ హౌ మెనీ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ ఆర్ దే. సో ఫస్ట్ హీ సెడ్ వాట్ ఆర్ దే, నౌ హీ ఆన్సర్స్ ఇన్ ది భాష్య హౌ మెనీ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ ఆర్ దే. నవ అంతరాయా చిత్తస్య, దేర్ ఆర్ నైన్ ట్రబుల్ అబ్స్టకల్స్ ఆఫ్ ది మైండ్. సహ ఏతే చిత్త వృత్తిభిః భవంతి, ఏతేషాం అభావే న భవంతి పూర్వోక్తాః చిత్తవృత్తయః. ది చిత్తవృత్తిస్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ ఇఫ్ దీస్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్, ఇఫ్ ది చిత్తవృత్తిస్ వోంట్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ ఇఫ్ దీస్ డోంట్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్. ఇన్ అన్వయ అండ్ వ్యతిరేక బోత్ హీ హస్ ప్రూవ్డ్ దట్ వెన్ దీస్ ట్రబుల్స్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ ది థాట్ ఫంక్షన్స్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్. So, these are the cause for the thought function. So, in the direct and indirect method, he has proven it. Vritteha, what are they? Vyadhihi. What is Vyadhi? Dhatu, Rasa, Karana, Vaishamyam. Dhatu, Rasa, Karana, Vaishamyam. Because of the Vaishamya, because of the Vishamata, because of the imbalance in any of this, whatever happens is called వ్యాధి. ధాతు వాత పిత్త కఫ, వాత పిత్త కఫ, దిస్ ఇస్ నాట్ అక్సెప్టెడ్ ఇన్ అలోపతి. వాత పిత్త కఫ, దిస్ ఇస్ ఆయుర్వేదిక్ సిస్టమ్ ఆర్ సిద్ధా సిస్టమ్. వాత పిత్త కఫ, వాత పిత్త కఫ, పిత్త ఇస్ బీలియస్నెస్, వాత ఎయిర్ అండ్ పిత్త కఫ, కఫ ఇస్ ది కఫ్ ఆర్ ది మ్యూకస్ ఇన్సైడ్. So because of that, each body is a balance of vata, pitta, kapha. If there is an imbalance in the body, in the nature of this vata, pitta, kapha, this vata, pitta, kapha, if I say, these three things constitute a body, it is not that 33.33%, it's not like that. It may be more in one body, something may be more in one body and something may be less in one other body, like sattva, rajas, tamas. They may not be equal. For someone, somebody, vata will be pradhana guna, will be the nature, basic nature of that body. If the vata is there, then they will not have any problem. If anything changes, then they will have any other problems. And for some, pitta is the basic problem. If that pitta is maintained at that stage, higher stage or lower stage, that is okay. Otherwise, there will be trouble. For some, kapha, the mucus, that is the basic problem. So cold or cough, that is the basic problem. If that is there in imbalance, then they will have troubles. So Ayurveda or Siddha medicine treats this vata, pitta and kapha. They treat according to the imbalance, they will treat the, that is why in Ayurveda there is no, see now it's, Ayurveda has also become over the counter medicines. What is your problem? I say, I have cough. Okay, take this medicine, they will give. Why Ayurveda is not over the counter? Ayurveda Siddha is not over the counter medicine. It's not like that. Each person has a prakriti. Each person has a, each body has a nature. According to the nature of that body, he should be treated. According to the nature of that body or that person, a treatment should be done. Some person will be rajasic, some persons will be sattvic, some will be tamasic. If you want to, if you plan to alter that state of sattvic, tamasic, or I am talking about medicine, I am not talking about yoga. If you want to change that attributes of that body, you can do it with medicines. Simple. That is why he said, Mani Mantra Aushadhari. That is why Aushadhi, medicines are accepted to alter the state of mind. So, by giving a medicine to treat a disease, you are treating a disease, but in the same time, you are, at the same time, you are changing the prakriti, the nature of his guna. You can change a person from sattvic state or tamasic state to the other states, any state, from any other state. But the treatment, the procedure is different. If a person is sattvic, he should not be given a medicine which is tamasic or rajasic. Then it may work, but it will bring him down to the lower state. So you should have to, if there is a king or an emperor or a politician or some kind of person who is involved in rajasic karma, businessman kind of person, you cannot treat him with a tamasic medicine or a sattvic medicine. You should not treat him with that. You give him a medicine based on the rajasic quality. So these things should be taken care of. It's not over the counter as it is now. Okay, now this is a dhatu vaishamya. Rasa vaishamya. Rasa vaishamya means rasa is the essence. Because of the essence of what you eat or what you drink, whatever changes happen, that is the rasa vaishamya. And your homeopathy, etc., they treat this rasa vaishamya. Salts, basic salts, they accept 7 types of salts. So, if there is an imbalance in this salt, any one of this salt, they will give that kind of salt and they will treat that medicine, that person, through that medicine, that salt. So, this is rasa. And karana, because of the instruments, if there is a problem in the sense organ, there is a trouble. So, because of any of this vyadhi, you have trouble, disease in the body. Okay. Sthyanam. Sthyanam means akarmanyata chittasya. The chitta, the mind, does not function properly. It is always restless. A restless state is called sthyanam. Samshayaha. Samshayaha ubhaya koti spruk. When the mind is always like a Gemini, when the mind is always in dual thoughts, is it this, is it that, like this, this, no, that, like this, if it is always holding on to two different opposite thoughts at the same time, that is called samshayaha, doubt. Knowledge on the same object which is opposites is called samshaya. And vijnanam syad idam evam naivam syad iti. Vijnanam is knowledge. Let this be like this, this is like this, or this is not like this. Whichever way you have a knowledge that this is this, it is knowledge again. If you have a knowledge, this is not this, that is also a knowledge. Right or wrong knowledge, that differs, but that is a knowledge. So, even in the right knowledge, it may be sometimes us accepting something, sometimes negating. So, by negating, you will gain the right knowledge. So, this is jnana, vijnana, pramada, pramada, samshaya, pramada, pramada, what is pramada? No, ubhayakoti sprik vijnanam. So, ubhayakoti sprik vijnanam is giving syad idam evam, syad evam, nevam syaditi. So, let this be like this, oh, this is like this, or this is not like this. This kind of dual state, that is called സംശയം, ഡൗട്ട്. പ്രമാദ, പ്രമാദ മീൻസ് സമാധി സാധനാം അഭാവനം. പ്രമാദ മീൻസ് കെയർലെസ്നെസ്, കെയർലെസ് ആറ്റിറ്റ്യൂഡ്. There is absence of practice of yoga because of carelessness. Alasyam kayasya chittasya cha gurutvad apravrutihi. Alasyam means laziness. Laziness of the body and mind. Because it is involved in tamas, it is immersed in tamas, the body and mind don't function. There is no thought function itself. Sthyanam, there is a brahmana, it is thinking everything else other than whatever it has to do. But in alasya, it doesn't do any thinking. There is no thinking happening there. It is not sattvika also. It is lazy even to do that. That kind of, there is no vairagya, there is no viveka. So it is not sattvika. It is immersed in ignorance. അവിരതിഹി ചിത്തസ്യ വിഷയ സംപ്രയോഗാത്മാ ആത്മാഗർദ്ധഃ. വിഷയസ്യ അവിരതിഹി മീൻസ് വിഷയസ്യ സംപ്രയോഗ ആത്മഗർദ്ധഃ. അവിരതി ബിക്കോസ് ഓഫ് ദി ഇൻവോൾവ്മെന്റ് ഇൻ ദി ഓബ്ജെക്ട്, വാട്ടെവർ തേർസ്റ്റ് യു ഗെയിൻ, ദാറ്റ് ഇസ് കോൾഡ് അവിരതിഹി അലബ്ധ ഭ്രാന്തിദർശനം. ഭ്രാന്തിദർശനം മീൻസ് വിപര്യയ ജ്ഞാനം. റോങ് കൺക്ലൂഷൻ ഇസ് ഭ്രാന്തിദർശനം. റോങ് നോളജ്, റോങ് കൺക്ലൂഷൻ. അലബ്ധ ഭൂമികത്വം സമാധി ഭൂമേഹേ അലാഭ. അലബ്ധ ഭൂമികത്വം മീൻസ് നോട്ട് ഗെയിനിങ് എനി സ്റ്റേജ് ഇൻ ദി മെഡിറ്റേഷൻ. അനാസ്തികത്വം ഓർ illabdayam bhumau cittasya apratishtha. You have gained some stage, but you are not able to hold on to that stage. Always you fall back to the previous stage. The strength to hold on to a particular stage of meditation is not possible. That is called anavasthitattvam, not able to be stable in that state.